and welcome back to Feathercast. I'm happy to be joined by George Percival, who will be presenting and helping out with the geospatial data track at the ApacheCon North America in September. George, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, man.
George, before we jump into talking about your track, can you provide our listeners with a little more about you and your involvement with the foundation and the conference?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I've been an Apache member for a few years now, and I also serve as the chief technology officer and chief engineer for an organization called the Open Geospatial Consortium. OGC is a not-for-profit consortium that's focused on communities, organizing communities all around location-based information, geospatial information. So we match up very well with the objectives of OGC and the objectives of Apache.
So you got a big role in the upcoming conference. Can you give a little bit of a background on what your track's going to be like, when it will take place, and sort of what the focus is going to be?
Yeah, so we've been organizing this track for since 2016, the ApacheCon that was in Vancouver, big data there, and had a really good session then. We've had several subsequent good sessions. We formed an Apache mailing list for geospatial, and that mailing list has been one venue in which we promote the geospatial track at ApacheCons and also have discussions in between the conferences. So this year, we got a really good program. We will start the conference on Monday morning. Our session, our track, is first thing Monday morning. So get up early and come on out. I will start the session with kind of an overview presentation. What is geospatial data? What existing Apache projects are using geospatial data? How can we define building blocks and reusable code and across the projects, in particular based upon standards like the ones from OGC that provide that basis? So that's the opening. I give kind of an introduction to the track and the like. Then we've got five presentations. Apache Spark, the Geospatial Apache Spark Project by Arizona State University. An update from JPL, the Jet Propulsion Lab, on Apache Science Data Analytics Platform. Then a group called the Location Tech Group, which is its own open source group, developed several different projects based on Apache. And in particular, they're going to focus on GeoMesa, which is a really good project by the Location Tech Group using Apache projects. Then after lunch, Elastic will give an update on their contributions at Geospatial and Apache Lucene. Uber will talk about their use of Apache projects in their marketplace, the Uber marketplace. And then we'll conclude the day with NVIDIA talking about their work on real-time geospatial analytics using Apache Aero. So an exciting program this year in the geospatial track on Monday at ApacheCon.
As you said, it's going to be an informative. It'll be a busy track. A lot of great topics coming out of it. For people that are going to be attending, what makes this track sort of the must-attend track, and why should employers send their team to the event?
So people ought to come out to the geospatial track because they're data that they're working with and the projects they are developing almost always will be using some amount of location data and geospatial data. And our aim in the geospatial track is to provide tools, building blocks, and the like for reuse that really makes their job easier. It increases their productivity by reusing existing geospatial APIs. It lowers the interoperability friction between projects that might be implementing different data structures and the like, but the APIs and the interoperability can be achieved based upon open standards. And then the data quality itself, you know, we want geospatial data to be accurate because it's used in many different applications, some of them safety critical applications. So having that higher data quality is important. And so by coming to the geospatial track, they'll find out about those reusable building blocks, the geospatial APIs. Several of the existing Apache projects are already using a set of APIs that OGC has developed based upon geospatial best practices and the recent kind of RESTful-based API practices. And so by using those APIs, they can quickly get up to speed on kind of esoteric topics like coordinate reference systems, spatial geometries, spatial data arrays, and the like. And so this track, based upon OGC APIs and a lot of Apache work, helps to provide those building blocks and increase the productivity and the data quality of the developers that are using Apache projects.
So you got a good mix of topics, and it's obviously going to be an important and a must-attend track. And you sort of touched on this question already, but I'd like to loop back to it. You know, speakers, demos, sort of small trainings can sometimes make these tracks pretty special for the people attending. Do you just want to touch a little bit deeper or a little bit more on some highlighted speakers or any demos or trainings that attendees can get from the track?
Yeah, I think what it really brings about is something that's important and really emphasized by Apache, right? That sense of community building and the like. Each of these projects are approaching geospatial information in their own unique applications. So we've got science applications, we've got commercial applications, we've got some high performance real-time applications and the like. And so by coming to the geospatial track, people will find a community interested organizations that are interested, people that are interested in things that are cutting across those many applications. So, you know, I personally am looking to meet up with some folks, old friends that have been at these tracks for the past few years. But I also know, in particular, based upon the exciting agenda, that there'll be new folks, new people coming in and telling us things that we hadn't heard before. So it's going to be exciting. It's about community building, something that both OGC and Apache share in common. So I'm excited. So
definitely something to look forward to for, you know, people, our listeners here. If they want to find out more information on your track, where can we direct them to?
Yeah, if you can't make it to the track in Las Vegas, you can always sign up or go to the mailing list that we've created for this cross-cutting geospatial topic. So it's simply geospatial@apache.org. You go there, you can find out, you know, from the archives past information, or pose a question. If you've got a challenge with respect to a geospatial issue, how to handle coordinate reference systems, you know, wonderful topics like that. You'll find a welcome community, a welcome audience on that mailing list, geospatial@apache.org.
And now, you know, that's a good preview, I think, of your track. But one thing I wanted to do before we, you know, conclude here is sort of talk about your track and how it applies the Apache way, quote unquote. So, you know, if you can, talk about some of your track's how some of your track's projects have benefited from the Apache way.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of previous tracks then, right? And there's been some folks that have shown up and, you know, didn't really realize that we had this kind of cross-cutting function, had been implementing some location or geospatial searches in their particular projects. And when they came and presented, and the interaction, that community engagement, and the learning that went on, they were quite amazed, right? They said, you know, how come I hadn't heard about this before, kind of thing, right? So it's always about getting the message out there. It's about building the community. It's about the Apache way of sharing those experiences and the knowledge across the community so that we can all write better software that helps all of our projects.
Oh, that's great to hear, and you know, that's all I got for questions on our end. But George, thank you for your time, and you know, we're looking forward to hearing about all the successes that your track will have during ApacheCon North America. But before we end, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Hey, for sure. You know, this is a big year, right? So congratulations to the entire Apache community as we really celebrate this 20th anniversary of ApacheCon. I'm really looking forward to it, and it's going to be exciting. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, George.